So I wasn't surprised, just to pivot real quick, I wasn't surprised to see that the mayor, again, went on the oh, woe is me tour. I guess she has decided that in the last 100 or so days of her administration, as many groups that she can get in front of where she can talk about how poorly she was treated by the constituents and the political dynasties and elite, I guess, over the years of her administration, she's going to take every opportunity and make sure that everybody realizes that it wasn't the inefficiency, the ineffectiveness, or the ineptitude of my administration. It's just that people don't like black women in powerful positions, and therefore they go about, as she puts, a crucifixion by critics of her. And she goes on to say, the facilitator gave some nice comments about the mayor, and it's by saying that tough times don't last, but tough people do. And I guess the mayor seized upon that, according to a Fox 8 article, and says that she said, I would say a call to action is really looking at leadership in a way that is to be continued. So that's growing your own, growing from within, building people up. We're in a climate that wants to tear mayors down, and black ones and black women especially, and have taken our mayors out. And who've been through the trenches, who was faced with, oh, you can't do it, but every turn demonstrating that we are built for this and we're leading our people. So I would say the call to action is to be engaged and involved on a local level and making sure that who you elect truly does represent and reflect the values that have been set, because the people will let you know their values. She goes on to say, you're aligning your administration and your priorities with the values of the community. So when it comes to electing leaders, you have to be intentional about that, because we're doing the work. And then here comes somebody else who may not look like you because you laid it all out, but we have to ensure and support local leadership. I could look at some of my sister mayors that did the job, but they were taken out, and I was one of them. But the fact of the matter is, they didn't take me out, but they tried. I was elected in November 2017 with 60% of the vote. I was reelected in November of 2021 with 65% of the vote. And 3 months later, I was in a recall funded by $1.4 million and was able to move through that because of the people. So what I'm saying is the call to action is to pay attention. Be engaged, really. Put your vote behind people that have alignment with your values and support them. Because you applaud me for being the first woman mayor in New Orleans. Thank you for that. But it's about the support as you move through. Because I'm telling you, it goes from celebration to crucifixion real fast. And I do agree with the mayor on that. It does. When you're inept, when you're ineffective, when you constantly reveal the inability to get things done, by surrounding yourself with some folks that were not worthy of the positions that were there, they all rose to the forefront. They all revealed themselves to be ineffective, not able to do the job, an embarrassment to this city. That went on and on and on. We had issues that we could not deal with, would not deal with, decisions that were not made, decisions made that were disastrous. I mean, continuing on to today with, the trust fund, the Wisner Trust Fund, still taking action contrary to the best interests of its taxpaying citizens. No one can figure out why, other than, I guess, she wants to be right. Yeah. Can't pay lifeguards on time 2 summers in a row. And the list just goes on and on and on. We know what they are. We've had to live through them. We've been lied to about our capacity on a cash basis moving forward. Now we're choosing that we're not going to pay vendors again in 30, maybe not 60, maybe 90, asking for extensions from the council as it relates to the ordinance to pay vendors on time. That's a scary proposition. And then the other tax recipient bodies that receive tax dollars from the administration, we're now cutting those in half in quarterly payments because we don't have the money. How did we get to this situation? The mayor thinks that that's a crucifixion. If you want to ask these questions about why are we having such a difficult time funding government? Why are we having such a difficult time dealing with blighted housing? Why can we not get traffic signal lights to actually work? Some have been out 6, 7, 8 months. Why are we owing vendors $20, $25 million to repair lights? Why did it take 2 years and a lot of citizen involvement in the French Quarter to get lights up, signs up? Why do we have and continue to have a problem with improving our sidewalks and getting them repaired so you're not tripping and falling on your face? And the whys just continue to mount. Now, if that's a crucifixion, then she's right. It's a crucifixion. We're crucifying her with questions about why things are not getting done. It's plain and simple. It's about the priorities. We talked about this a million times. And I guess that's the way she's going to spend the last 100 or so days of her administration, is the oh, woe is me tour, as though the more I say it, maybe the more people will believe it, and I'll be able to redefine my legacy as the mayor of the city of New Orleans. And that's what this is all about. She doesn't give a damn about the impact on you. The fact that you haven't been able to drive to your driveway in your home for 14 months, right? She doesn't care that you have to park around the block and that you have this complete total disruption to your life because of poor planning. But that question, I guess, shouldn't be asked, because we're doing something, you know, that maybe we shouldn't be doing, asking silly questions, obvious questions. Like, it'd be nice if I could drive to my driveway. I'd like to be able to park in front of my house instead of around the corner for such a long period of time. It would be nice to be able to execute on the dollars that we receive from FEMA as we will celebrate the 20th anniversary on August the 29th. And I think we still have over $1 billion unspent. She doesn't bring any of this up in her comments. There's nothing that she brings up, you know, about Jeffrey Vappy, about that relationship, about, you know, trying to manipulate police investigations, manipulate police promotions, manipulate things for her purposes, a not-for-profit that she had, a manipulation of IT spending, a manipulation of the Wisner Trust, a manipulation of the Sewage and Water Board, and going nowhere. And yet, this woman feels crucified. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's really kind of embarrassing for the city. And for her to say other sister mayors that have been taken out, who, the mayor in Chicago? Is she complaining about that whack-a-mole? What mayor? The mayor in Baltimore? Didn't she have all kind of financial issues? And was, I don't recall, I think one of them was indicted. That's a crucifixion. The mayor in San Francisco? That individual that was all over the map? How about the mayor in D.C.? Wouldn't let people congregate at a church, but they could have protests in the streets all day long during the pandemic, continues to engage in policies that are absolutely crazy, and now is on her best behavior because Donald Trump said he'll take the whole city over and do away with all this silliness that's gone away in order to preserve Washington, D.C. Now we're going to pay attention because we've got everything from a monetary standpoint. People are fed up. It's like Ghost Town USA. Crime running amok there. All of these folks were crucified? Are these the people that she's talking about? Is this what we aspire to here? I mean, it's kind of a joke. You know, and I want to say, it's not that the mayor has not done some good things, because she actually has. But it hasn't been consistent. It hasn't been with that intentionality that she talks about. Intentionality is not a fleeting moment. It's a mindset. It's a construct. It is a strategy about how you go about everything that you're working on, not the things you like, you get them accomplished, and then all the others, there's nothing that is done. That's not intentionality. And she talks about the crucifixion, but it's amazing. In her second term, she got elected with 65% of the vote. So there was obviously a crossover vote from a racial perspective that voted for her. Over and over and over again. And that's okay. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be any less critical or observant of what's actually happening day by day by day. It begs of that being there. So it'll be interesting to see how this remains, how many more groups she's going to get in front of and say that America hates black women in leadership positions. And that's what this is all about. And the only reason that she's being crucified is because of her race and because of her gender. That's it. That can be the only logical explanation. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.